Because we're going to think about musicology in three directions. We're going to think about how can we consider the production of music? So how is music produced? And that can be, I want you to think about it, but it could be, you know, the record industries. It could be X Factor. It could be the way that musicians work in a recording studio. It could be the interaction of the musicians with the engineers in a recording studio. So many different ways that music is produced. So that's one area that you can begin to think about. The second one is just the analysis of the music itself. Now that is why you need a knowledge of music theory, because what you can do with music, you know, you could analyze a Radiohead track, for example, and you could transcribe it and go, well, this is the melody, this is the chord sequence, and then you try and understand it from that point of view. Does that make sense? So you just analyze the music itself and think, well, you know, is there a particular chord sequence that Radiohead use in other songs? Or is there a chord sequence that they use that other people have used? Or, you know, what production techniques do they use? So you can analyse just the music itself. And then this is the one that we'll sort of eventually get to. It'll be next year now, but before we get to this. But how we receive music. The ways that we sort of, you know, why is it that one person likes a piece of music and another person doesn't? Why? Why is that? You know, has it got some sort of, should music have some sort of universal meaning where it's great to everybody? Or does it tend to be more of a sort of a personal reception where, you know, person A can like it and person B can't? So we'll begin to think about some of those three categories. But what I'd be interested in you doing is just thinking about those between the week, between this week and next week, and just thinking, what other ways can you produce music, analyze the music itself, and potentially think about its reception?